tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
It's Thursday, which means it's Throwback Thursday on SB Nation AM. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, it is again Throwback Thursday on this date, 1979, for the NCAA Finals. This portion of SB Nation Radio brought to you in part by Hims, the best choice in ED medication and men's wellness. Visit forhims.com/easy. That's forhims.com/easy. We're expecting Eric Musselman, head coach at Arkansas, to join us. Talk a little bit about where the college basketball world went about a week or so ago, about a week and a half ago. They were getting ready to play South Carolina at the SEC tournament in Nashville. They had beaten Vanderbilt the night before in the opening round of the SEC tournament, and then was on their way to Thursday before things started getting canceled. And things, you know, that happened in a kind of a trickle down. Remember, seemed like one conference tournament was canceling it, and then all of a sudden it led to others, and people were wondering where one tournament got canceled at halftime when they were in the middle of play. And then it all sort of kind of came together where we just, in the NCAA tournament, was suspended. Head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks joining us right now, Eric Musselman, on a Progressive guest line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. How are you, coach?
I'm doing great, Tony. Thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely. By the way, I just want to tell you right off the bat, the video of you coaching without players put a smile on a lot of people's faces in a very troubling and kind of anxious time. So thank you for that. That really was nice to watch.
Yeah, I appreciate it. We had some fun, obviously, doing a practice with no players. Then it led to a press conference with no players, and then actually trying to coach a mock game with no players. It was great for our fans, our boosters. A lot of the recruits loved it. I'm not sure about my wife and daughter. They were a little embarrassed by it, but but it was fun to do. And I guess even maybe an in-conference coach wasn't a fan of it. But you know what? You can't make everybody happy.
Very true. You guys were getting ready to play South Carolina at the SEC tournament when the news came down it was going to be suspended. You're a coach. You're dealing with your players. You're dealing with other things that are going on as you're preparing for a game that you later find out doesn't exist. What was that like? What was that process like for you guys to be in Nashville at the time?
Yeah, Tony, it's really weird. You know, I think that if we hadn't played a game in the tournament, it would have been slightly easier. Not that anything at this, at this time is easy for any of us, but it would have been a little easier because we had played a game. We had won. It was the last game at night, we have a team meeting, we have a team breakfast, and then we've got to go tell our team that hey, we're not going. And so we had already done all of our preparation as a team the night before and leading up into that morning. And the guys, they came downstairs for our first team meeting with their scouting reports on South Carolina, ready to do their prep work. And we had to break the news. Our athletic director, Hunter Juracek, had told me at 10:55 that we would not be playing. And I think because we had won that first game, we knew we were probably one win or possibly two wins away from an NCAA tournament bid. That Vanderbilt win pushed us to 20 wins. And so it was really hard. It's the hardest team meeting, Tony, that I've ever had to do.
Sure.
I started off, composed, but then once I got into the conversation about the seniors last night, I actually got emotional, broke down, then some of the players broke down. But it truly was the hardest team meeting that I've ever had.
Because you guys had a year where you play really well in the non-conference game. You lose Isaiah Joe. Then you start losing some games, and there's some resume building to do. You get him back. You're building your resume back up again. Like you said, you feel like you've got enough after the Vanderbilt win, so there must have been a feeling of accomplishment, and then it gets taken away.
Yeah, no, there's... we had such a great non-conference, winning at Georgia Tech, winning at Indiana, and then we had lost five in a row with, we had a short roster as is, and then Isaiah Joe, one of the top off guard shooting guards in the nation, went down with a knee injury. He comes back. we kind of regroup, and we were in a really great mental spot, knowing that it was a third season that we were partaking in. I thought our Vanderbilt game was probably our best game of the year on both sides of the ball. Our guys were bouncy after the game, ready to take on a South Carolina team. It was a 40-minute, very, very close game when we played them in the conference regular season. So, yeah, it does make it harder. I know that if we hadn't played a game, again, I still think it would have been very hard, but you wouldn't have felt like you had any real true momentum. And the thing is, for all of us, I mean, part of it is college basketball is very lucky that we got a full season in. Some conferences, the Gonzagas and the St. Mary's and the University of San Francisco, those schools, they all got, a full conference tournament experience, as did the Mountain West. So you look at baseball players and like our baseball team here at Arkansas is a top five team in the country. Coach Dave Van Horn does an incredible job. And when you have a top 10 team in baseball, a lot of those guys have Major League Baseball opportunities. And so you just don't know who's coming back. And it's a unique situation for those poor student athletes to not have the chance to compete, especially their seniors, even though, there's been talk of speculation of the seniors getting another year. In baseball, like I said, a lot of times, their professional career starts a little bit earlier than some of the other sports. So just really tough to see the sports this particular time of the season that are not able to have a season at all. And then you start thinking about college football and some of the time that they've already missed as well.
Eric Musselman joining us, head coach Arkansas basketball on a progressive guest line here on SB Nation Radio. Let's get back to that sort of the eligibility angle. There's a push to see if the spring sport athletes should get one who are seniors. Some have talked about the winter sports, basketball, hockey. Do you think that, because some of the seniors saw their season end early in a conference tournament, do you think that creates more problems, or is it something the NCAA can do?
Well, Tony, this is only my opinion, and my opinion only.
Sure.
You can't give the seniors another year because I just mentioned two particular conferences off the top of my head that were done playing. Now, sure, in Gonzaga's conference, yes, we understand Gonzaga had a chance to win a national championship. Yes, we understand St. Mary's was going to go to the NCAA tournament, as was BYU. And then maybe one or two of those teams would have gotten to the NIT. But the rest of the conference, those guys were done. So how can you justify giving somebody a whole other year when you have a group of players that their eligibility was truly exhausted? And then I'm going to use the example, and I've used it with a few other people. What about last year or 2 years ago or 5 years ago when a player tore his Achilles or a player had an ACL knee injury and he played seven games and he goes to put a waiver in to get a year back and they say, no, you played X amount of games or X amount of minutes and there was a threshold that you don't get any eligibility back. Well,
yeah.
What's the difference if a guy has a season-ending, very serious injury and he's been told no the last 30 years, and then all of a sudden we have a terrible thing go on in the world? But I think that they should use that same threshold for an injury or any other thing that's unforeseen like this, because I just think there's been way too many players that have played 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 games, half a season, and been told, no, you do not get another year of eligibility. And then all of a sudden, now we feel that people didn't get a chance at an NCAA tournament or whatever. And then there's a whole other financial aspect of it as well. Because obviously, economically, in the world right now, we're in a very unique time frame. And the first people that have got to get their eligibility back are the people that lost their seasons. Those are already extra scholarships that are going to have to be, you know, paid for financially. And there are universities and athletic departments across this country that is going to put a strain on. There's others that it's not going to, but it is on others. So that I have really strong feelings about that for sure.
Thanks for sharing that, Coach Eric Musselman joining us. We've been doing a little March memories and kind of reminding people of some of the NCAA tournaments in the past and some championships and champions. And Arkansas was a championship team back in 94 with Nolan Richardson, 40 minutes of hell. You've been around basketball a long time. Well, you know that championships are timeless. It may be 25, 26 years ago, but they're timeless to the fans. Getting to Fayetteville, having that as part of the resume of Arkansas basketball, how does that tournament, even though it's a couple of decades removed, how does it permeate into the expectations of Arkansas today?
Well, I don't think it goes away. I think any time that a program wins a national championship in any sport, that's there. I mean, we dedicated our floor at Bud Walton to Coach Richardson. His name's on the floor. We had a ceremony this year. So we see it every day. We talk about the history and the job that he did, and we talk about the former great players, the triplets, Marvin Delp and Ron Brewer and Sidney Moncrief and all those guys that played. And so I think it certainly helps, especially the in-state kids. I think that, you know, so many of the in-state kids, their parents or their grandparents, remember that and know what can happen. I think that, you know, for out-of-state kids, they probably don't know. You have to try to educate them, but it's no different if you talk to a young student-athlete that you're trying to recruit out of high school. I mean, they don't really, I'm not sure they know who John Havlicek is or they know who Oscar Robertson is, and you try to educate them, but I'm not so sure. They're only into the here and now.
Right.
And sometimes the history gets lost with young people.
Do you ever hear from Bill Clinton? Does he ever call you and give you talk a little basketball with you?
he has not talked to me, but there's plenty of stuff around Fayetteville to remind us that he went to school here.
I bet. You probably are going to get a call at some point. He's going to probably reach you, especially when you start doing some really good things as the season gets back. I really appreciate it. Coach, thank you so much for taking us a little back and also looking at the current situation and where you guys are at. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Tony. Appreciate it.
You got it. Coach Eric Musselman, Arkansas basketball coach, kind of helping us out with the current state. Interesting stuff. A very good point about the situation of seniors, right? And we'll talk about that coming up because I think it's something to be really thought out as we continue along on SB Nation AM.